I was 13. It was 1940. We were fleeing Poland and the deportation of the Jews. The atrocities committed by the Germans were getting worse. Ghettos were being formed. My uncles in Belgium and France went through enormous troubles to obtain visas and passage for us to get out. My story takes place on the train arriving from Poland at the German border crossing. The train stopped, and we were told to get completely undressed for the customs guards to search us. The guards were mostly searching for hidden jewelry, and they looked in the most private places. It was horrible. I had hidden my yellow Star of David in my shoe, but it was discovered. In my fright, I completely lost it and peed in my pants. But when I looked down, what I saw was actually a stream of red. I raced into the compartment, and my mother saw what was happening. She rushed to the toilets at the end of the train and grabbed lots of rolls of toilet paper, one of which she shoved into my underwear. She whispered to me that now I was going to be a big girl on whom she was going to have to depend, that this would happen every month. But most important, she told me, in Belgium and France, where we were heading, they had excellent napkins, much better than in Poland. It's not every day that the guest house you own is filled with tarot readers, crystal ball gazers, and psychic mediums, so one needs to take advantage of that when it happens, which is how I found myself seated at a small antique mahogany table in the parlor, across from Madame Zenda, who was laying out a row of colorful tarot cards. She had to be in her late 70s and was thin as a rail.
A restless mind or a sudden surprise?
Madame Zenda was making a big show of selecting the next card, a skeleton in armor riding a horse.
It's the death card, but it doesn't always mean death.
My mother would sing songs in Yiddish to me, as she always did. This is how she sang to me. A Yiddische Mame, sie macht doch süß die ganze Welt. A Yiddische Mame, a soi wie bitter, wenn sie fällt. In Wasser und Feuer wollt sie gelaufen fahr ihr Kind, dass sie gewiss die Gräste sind. To this day, I don't speak Yiddish. I understand only a little. But I do know that it's a song about a Jewish mother who does only good for everyone and walks through fire and water to save her children.